Theater Thoughts by Michael Betancourt. Exposition, the curse of the playwright. How to job in information an audience needs to understand a play without it sounding like you're, well, spooning them the information. When exposition is done badly, you can hear the wind-up immediately. Do you remember when we, or as an action on stage, let me read this letter out loud that I'm writing? But I often wonder if an audience needs this kind of background information at all to participate in the play. The action of a good play is always forward, and if there is a good explosive dramatic nugget at the core of the piece, there is no real need to visit the past or review a list of whys. The issue at hand, in the present tense, should be sufficient to hold our interest. This doesn't mean that the audience doesn't need some foreground information to situate them in time and place, and for me, the pleasant challenge in this is to make the information giving part of the dramatic flow. As much as I can, I banish phrases like, "Do you remember?" and, "Well, in 1943 in Beirut," in order to force myself to become inventive about how the story's information slips over the stage's apron and into the audience. In order not to bore or distract an audience, all exposition needs to be folded into the dramatic action. One should get the information without ever feeling that it has been delivered or ladled out. Like Sam Goldwyn was supposed to have said, if you want to send a message, use Western Union. And just enough is the right amount. Audiences are always less interested in the information than they are in how the information warps the dramatic space-time continuum around the characters and their struggles to come to grips with something about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You can find more Theater Thoughts at www.m-betancourt.com. Ciao.